Courage is a quality we usually associate with age, wisdom, and years of lived experience. But what if you're just 18 years old, full of vibrant enthusiasm and energy, and a young gay man who's already found his voice when it comes to LGBTQ rights? You'd be describing Joey Morissette, a young gay man from Cape Cod who is already a profile in LGBTQ courage and the first place winner of the 2020 Ann Torin Scholarship. This scholarship is awarded annually by PFLAG Cape Cod to a graduating high school senior from the Cape who demonstrates support and advocacy of the LGBTQ community. In this interview, conducted with PFLAG's Rick Kuntz, learn more about how Joey became an advocate for LGBTQ rights and discovered who he is in the process. So Joey, congratulations on being the winner of the 2020 first place winner award for the Ann Torin Scholarship. We at PFLAG are so happy that you are the recipient of this award, and just wanted to get a sense from you, what's it been like for you to be awarded this scholarship?
Well, thank you so much. First, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone at PFLAG and the organization itself. I think it's amazing that we have resources like you guys here on Cape and across the world. It's very, very important. And it's such an honor to be chosen as a recipient of the scholarship. I really didn't expect it. I kind of sent my essay in as a whim. And when I found out and I got the call that I was the winner of the scholarship essay, my mouth dropped. I really, really didn't believe it, because through my GSA, I was able to go to all these conferences and I was able to meet other LGBTQI plus members on Cape who probably also applied to the scholarship. And I just think there's so many fitting applicants across Cape who could have also applied to the scholarship. And it just means the world that I was chosen to receive the scholarship out of all the possible people. I really didn't see it coming. I was really, really shocked. And it also kind of made me feel seen to receive the scholarship. Especially because I just felt recognized.
Yes. And talk a little bit about why you did apply. What interested you about this scholarship specifically?
I actually would have never even known about the scholarship if it wasn't for my English teacher, Miss Sylvia. She also happens to be the coordinator and leader of my school's GSA, and she was the one who really pushed me to apply for the scholarship and told me about it. And honestly, if it wasn't for her and all the support she gave me, then I probably would have never even known about it, let alone apply to it. So honestly, it was really just my English teacher.
Well, you know, we award this scholarship each year for a graduating senior on the Cape who has demonstrated courage and advocacy on behalf of the LGBTQ community. And I will tell you that one of the things that impressed us about your application was the story you told, two stories you told, but let's start with the one that had to do with your involvement with Boy State, because it seems to me that that was a story that sort of enabled you to find your voice on LGBTQ issues. So can you pick the story up from there and tell us what that was about?
Yeah, sure. So Boys State it's like a leadership conference for high schoolers who are juniors at the time going into their senior year. And certain schools choose students. Certain schools have students send in applications to be chosen to go. My school, I believe, chose students, but I think a few said no. So eventually, I got the opportunity to go. And I was hesitant to go at first because it's a whole week that you go away with all these new boys and you talk to them about politics and you guys kind of like form your own governments. And most of my friends are girls, so I was a little nervous about only being with boys for a whole entire week. But I decided, you know, you only live once and you might as well try your hand at everything in life and just try experiences, because I don't want to regret ever not doing something. So I went, and it was not how I anticipated it to go. Basically, when it came time to form our governments and to talk about the political discussions, the people I was with specifically seemed to be very ignorant and just in stuck in the past. There was a lot of ignorant conversation surrounding the LGBTQ plus community and other disenfranchised groups. So it was really hard for me to sit by there and listen to it for like a whole week. But I was really nervous to stand up and to say how I was truly feeling because I was living for these people with these people for an entire like week. So I kind of just wanted to get through it and not, I didn't want to rough the waters, especially because I was extremely outnumbered, at least how it seemed to me. It seemed a lot of people were there who had ignorant opinions, and I didn't want to waste my time trying to change their minds because I figured I wouldn't see these people and I'm living with them right now, and I didn't want to get targeted. But as the week progressed, I decided, you know, I'm going to be leaving soon and I'll probably never see these people again. So I might as well stick up for what I believe in and just stand up for my beliefs and for other people, really. So in the political discussions, I began actually saying how I feel, and they didn't like it. They argued with me, but I argued back, and it was fine because I left and I didn't look back. And I'm proud that eventually I was able to get the courage to stand up and speak for how I believe.
It sounds like you found your voice in that moment, and in the midst of an environment that was pretty hostile. And, you know, it's interesting to me. I think a lot of people today presume that young people, you know, people in their teens and early 20s are pretty hip with alternative sexualities and are inclusive in terms of their circle of friends and what they're accepting of. And you think of movies like Love, Simon, which seem to suggest what the tone and tenor of life in high school nowadays is like. But first of all, is that in fact true? Was that the experience you had at your high school? And more generally, how much of a ways do we have yet to go in terms of LGBTQ folks being more readily accepted?
So I think I'm going to answer the one about my own personal experiences first when it comes to high school. When I was younger, like around middle school, even elementary, I was bullied a lot for being gay. People told me I was gay and used it against me before I even knew what the word meant or what it meant to be gay was. So in middle school and towards my younger years, I was really bullied for that. And as I began to come to myself and to be able to grow into my own, I learned what it was and I accepted myself for it, which was very important for me. And I kind of had a turning point and didn't let others put me down for being gay because it's not something to be ashamed of. It's just who I am. And so around that time, it was when I was going into high school. And in high school, it wasn't really a big deal for me. It wasn't something that honestly changed my high school experience when it comes to how I lived it, but it definitely changed the experience of others, if that makes sense. So other students would be bothered by the fact that I was gay, but they would never, at least not often, come up to me or my friends or anything and say it. They would talk about it behind closed doors, and other people would come to me and I would hear it or see it on people's social media, but it was never something that would directly come into my life. So I would oftentimes just ignore it and let them be hateful and think how they want to think and just live my life, because if they're not coming to me and if they're not saying it to my face, that tells me that they know they're wrong. And that is a them problem and not a me problem. So
yeah.
It didn't change my high school experience as much as one would think, but it also wasn't like the movies either. It wasn't like celebrated.
Yes. And, you know, it occurs to me that as you look forward here, talk a little bit about who your friends are in school. I mean, sort of, you were involved with GSA, right? Gay Straight Alliance, for those who don't know what those letters stand for. But what kinds of things did you do with GSA, and what generally is GSA doing in your school?
So my GSA is actually incredibly tiny. We have about 6 members in total. And honestly, my GSA wouldn't even be around if it wasn't for my English teacher, Miss Sylvia. I'm going to go back to her. I can't emphasize enough how amazing she is. The GSA was run by another teacher, and I think she wasn't able to continue with it, and the school wanted to drop it, but Miss Sylvia somehow was able to make her busy schedule work with all her kids and whatnot. And actually, she stepped up and filled in and saved the GSA. And if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have one. So our GSA is kind of, it's planting its roots and it's growing right now. We're definitely in the beginning of stages of becoming like a well-established club. So really, the main purpose I would say of the GSA is to like create a safe haven for the LGBTQI plus students. And that's what it's been focused on. And through doing that, we meet every Wednesday, every other week. And we try to participate in club activities throughout the whole school. So our school will do things like have door decorating competitions for all the clubs. And the GSA will participate and get our voices out there and just almost spread awareness that we're here and we're here to stay and it's okay. So we've done that. And then we've also done other awareness activities such as hosting a Love, Simon movie night. And we also actually have gone to a few of the conferences that have been held across Massachusetts for schools and their GSAs and met and talk. And they're like workshops and you get to meet other members of the community. It's very, very, very interesting and insightful. And we also have done a few other things. Like we did a Black History Month for LGBTQ members, and we made it like a sort of a mural thing. We had a lot of plans towards the end, especially for Pride Month, but unfortunately, coronavirus happened. So we weren't able to fully carry out those plans. I know one of the big ones was we wanted to create a presentation for the teachers and for faculty of Bourne Public Schools on how to handle issues when it comes to LGBTQ students, such as bullying or harassment, or just how to understand the community and pronouns and just things that teachers would need to know of public schools on how to better nurture their students. And that is something that I really hope comes to fruition in the coming years, but unfortunately we weren't able to finish it. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. And well, in addition to your activities with GSA, you very active in musical theater and drama at school. So, and I know that you you took on a new part your senior year. I think after Boys State, you came back and you auditioned to be what?
I auditioned to be Harry Bright in Mamma Mia. I'm sure there's a lot of fans of the show. ABBA, yeah. Great. We love it. Yeah, I auditioned and I got the part and I was very grateful. Harry, I believe I'm trying to recount my brains. It's been a lot of shows, but I believe Harry was the first openly gay male I've ever played in a musical. I definitely have played gay parts in plays or monologues or scenes, but never in a musical with such an audience that my school gets when it comes to our musicals. And so I was a little nervous at first to play a gay role just because I've never done it before. Mm-hmm. But I have to say it was the best role I could have wished for my senior year. And It was so much fun. It was so much fun. My director, Miss Murphy, she made it such a good process and such one of education that I have no words for it. Everything was so respectful, well directed. It was perfect. That's the word I have for it.
Yeah. And it sounds like you felt supported and just very energized by playing this role.
Yes, I did. I did. If it wasn't for my director, Miss Murphy, and her support and her understanding and her willingness to see how the character connects to my life and to the lives of others and the importance of it, then I don't think I would have been. But she made it such a safe space, and so did my cast. And I'm so happy that we were able to bring that show to the town and show them what we got. It was great. I still have the the platform boots that I stole from the production.
There you go. There you go. Well, they can be in your archives. And well, you know, it strikes me, Joey, that you are a role model for other young gay men and women and people who are of any dimension on the LGBTQ spectrum. You yourself have said that one of your role models, I think, in taking on this role was Kurt from the TV show Glee. Hmm?
Yes. So Glee, one of my favorite shows, but I have a love-hate relationship with it. It didn't really age well. It's not very conscious of disenfranchised groups and some of its commentary. I do believe the show comes from a place of love and a message of self-acceptance and self-growth and all that good stuff, but it definitely has its issues. But one of its main characters is one of the reasons I love the show so much, is named Kurt Hummel, and he is a gay high schooler, and he had a really rough time in high school with his identity and with how others treated him. And he's like a shining star in my eyes. I love him so much. I know he's not even a real person, but like when I think about it, like he's amazing. He is who he is no matter what, unconditionally. And a lot of people in his school don't like that, but he doesn't care and he doesn't change for anyone. And I think that is just so important. And I think that's something that everyone should have, regardless of if they're a part of the LGBTQ+ community. I think everyone should be able to be who they are, regardless of what people think of you or anything. As long as you're happy with yourself, that's what matters. And Kurt really shows that. Like, I know a lot of times in the shows, he'll often sing female songs and not care, or he'll even wear like Lady Gaga costumes to school for like his musical theater projects. And he lives to be himself. And I think that is amazing.
Well, we all need our heroes. And I think sounds like Kurt is a good hero and a motivating, energizing one for you. And well, it strikes me that one of the other things you did senior year was, and talk about this, you auditioned for and were selected as your high school's first ever male cheerleader. Talk about what that was like.
Yes. Oh my goodness. All throughout high school, I really wanted to be on the cheer team, but I was really wrapped up in my musical theater journey and whatnot. But when it came to senior year, I thought I was ready to be able to branch out while still keeping musical theater in my life and my drama club. So I decided to try out for the cheer team, and I got on, and it was really, really, really fun. It was probably one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life. I'm so happy I did it. My coach, Brittany, she was amazing, so supportive. She treated me like everyone else, which I'm very grateful for. It was so natural when I was at the practices or when I was hanging out with my teammates. We all fit in together so much, and nothing was weird about it at all when it came to my teammates and my coach. And I really am thankful for all their support and that I was able to do that, because I know that's not the case for everyone. Unfortunately, however, some kids at my school, some people on the football teams, even some parents were not too pleased with me being the first male cheerleader at my school. I would get dirty looks sometimes. I know it was often talked about in school among groups. Like I said previously a while ago, people would often talk about it behind closed doors or behind my back, or where I wouldn't be in the round, so I wouldn't be brought into the conversation, but they would still be talking about me. And I know it caused some fights actually to break out in school, some verbal fights that stopped like teaching. And it was just like a whole mess of people giving their opinions and being upset and being homophobic towards me for being on the cheerleading team. And I kind of just let them, like I said previously, how I used to handle my bullies when I was younger, just let them do whatever they want to do, because I'm still going out on that field every Friday night and I'm still enjoying myself. And the hate really didn't stop me from being who I was going to be.
So Joey, as we talk here, I'm really interested, how have you found the strength to be yourself at school and in life, and in a world where being a member of the LGBTQ+ community is still not always accepted?
Well, as I mentioned previously about Kurt Hummel, I have a lot of people not necessarily even real life people, like Kurt is a fictional character, but also like celebrities like Lady Gaga, who just inspire me to just be myself because they are themselves. But also, I feel like my inner strength almost comes from myself in the sense that I don't think I would be able to be someone who I'm not. I don't think I'd be able to be happy pretending to be someone who I'm not. And when I was younger, I may have done that a little bit to avoid the bullying. And I think going through that phase really helped me realize that in order to be myself, I need to be happy and I need to be true to myself. And I can't change for other people. So really, my inner strength, I would say, obviously comes from people who I look up to, like those fictional characters who are themselves and like celebrities. And of course, my family and my friends, but also just myself and that need and desire to be who I truly am. And obviously, it's not as easy as that. It takes a lot of time and courage and self-talk. But over time, I feel like I've been able to get a hold of really being able to be an LGBT member in this world.
It strikes me too that you've had some wonderful mentors. You mentioned your English teacher, Miss Sylvia, and Miss Murphy, and talk about the role that they have played in your high school career to this point.
Yeah, Miss Murphy and Miss Sylvia, they've been amazing. They've been truly a godsend for me. Like, words really can't describe how much I appreciate both of them and other teachers who really have allowed me and other LGBT students, and honestly, even just students who might face bullying or students who are just different, to be themselves. We need more teachers like them who are just open up to educate everyone and to be willing to accept everyone no matter what. It's really amazing what they do for so many different types of people and so many people, and I'm really grateful for them. They're great. They're wonderful.
And Joey, what's your advice to young members of the LGBTQ community out there who maybe don't have readily available sources of support, who don't have mentors or teachers who have their back or parents that are supportive to them? What's your advice to them?
I would say look to the internet, but be very careful because obviously the internet can be a very scary and dangerous place. But look to the internet, look for the P flags out there, look for the people who do care and who are here for you and who understand you, and hold on and take time and just hold on to that hope, because right now it might be very hard, but you never know what's coming. You never know who's going to enter your life, who's going to walk in the door, and you never know who's there until you need them. So I would say, look to the internet, but be very careful. Look for, like, obviously safe and good resources, because they are out there. And then look for those glimmers of light, because they're there. And you just have to be patient. You have to wait for them. But they are so worth it in the end. And it's there. It's out there.
Yes. And as we close here, just talk a little bit. You mentioned PFLAG. How can PFLAG be of service to young members of the LGBTQ community and also to their friends and families and allies?
Well, PFLAG has these online virtual support meetings. They also have the websites. And I believe there's PFLAGs all across the nation. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I know we have one in Cape Cod, but I also think there are for other sectors of our country.
And yes.
It's great. It's like a big name resource right there for you to know you're not alone.
Well, I think that's true. And we do have chapters all over the country. And I think I'm hopeful that this interview with you is going to be heard by people in those other chapters. We'll be putting it on the PFLAG website and also sharing it on other social media platforms. Well, Joey, again, congratulations on being the first place winner of the 2020 Antorin Scholarship. I think you have a lot to offer society and the world at large, and we're excited for you. And as we close, just talk a little bit about your plans for the fall. You're going to school, but it's going to be online, right?
Yes, I am going to school, but unfortunately it's online. But honestly, I'm just lucky enough to be able to receive an education and to go to school. I'm going to UMass Boston online for psychology, and we'll see where that takes me. If I decide I want to pursue it, I'm going to maybe go for my master's in psychology, but I'm also thinking about maybe trying to attend law school after 4 years of psych, but we'll see. I mean, the world's open. We need a lot of help, obviously, so I'm excited to see what I can do.
Well, the world is your oyster, I think. So Joey Morissette, again, thank you so much for doing this interview. We at PFLAG are very proud of you and know that your parents and family are as well. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Thank you for listening to today's interview. Founded in 1973, PFLAG is the first and largest organization for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people and their parents, families, friends, and allies. We have over 400 chapters and more than 200,000 members and supporters nationwide. Our members come from every generation and live in cities, small towns, and rural areas across the United States. PFLAG is committed to creating a world where diversity is celebrated and all people are respected, valued, and affirmed. For more information about PFLAG, explore the rest of this website or visit PFLAG National at pflag.org.